escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
So Sunit, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you freaking out about this coronavirus outbreak?
Maybe 8. I just got a mask, actually. How about you?
Me, oh God, my panic level has breached the scale. I am at 19-18.
19-18? On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, and there's a reason for this particular number, actually. 1918 was the last time India faced a global pandemic.
Oh yeah, the great influenza pandemic. The Spanish flu, right?
Exactly. It probably originated in America, actually. And then it quickly spread through the trenches of wartime Europe.
Oh wait, America started it?
Yeah, it was World War I. All those American GIs were going over to Europe to fight against Germany, you know. When people began to die mysteriously, all the warring nations, Britain, France, Germany and the rest, They completely hid the deaths. They were afraid it would hurt morale. But then Spain, which was not in the war, reported what was happening accurately. And now we are stuck with that name, the Spanish flu. Anyway, do you know how many Indians died?
I know a lot of people died. Was it a lakh?
Multiply that by 100. 10 million people died. 10 million. And that's the lower end of the estimate.
Oh my God. I heard even Mahatma Gandhi and writer Munshi Premchand are believed to have fallen ill and then recovered. Right?
Yeah. That's the thing about a virus. It goes after everyone equally. Now, I know there are a lot of differences between 1918 and now. We are not ruled by a British Raj, for example. And of course, much of what we have come to understand as modern medicine did not exist back then. But 1918 matters because it's the only recent historical experience we have within India of what a pandemic feels like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And it's not just you. Others feel that way too. You actually spoke to an economist recently who has been digging up archival records on 1918.
Yeah, Chinmay Tumbe, an economic historian at IIM Ahmedabad. And it's fascinating to know what the general mood was at the start of the 1918 pandemic. Here's what a Times of India Bombay news article from June 25, 1918 actually said. Every office is bewailing the absence of clerks.
Bewailing?
This is newspaper writing from a century ago, Sunit. Anyway, it goes on. We know of one workshop in the city which had over 300 absentees today, TOI said. And then the article talks about how the health department has said it's just the common cold, which shows up every August, apparently. The main remedy prescribed in the article, don't worry and go to sleep. Yes, Sunit, and the worry is we may be equally clueless as we sit here and talk about this coronavirus. June 25, 1918 was maybe the first or second week of the outbreak. Nobody knew anything about the strange new flu virus that had sneaked into Bombay, most probably through the city's docks.
I guess when you put it like that, it does sound a bit scary.
Yeah, and I think some humility in the face of the unknown is key here. And also, I can't believe I need to say this in 2020, but we really, really must listen to the scientists and the medical experts.
I know, because things can get out of hand very fast. In 1918, how long did it take? 3 months?
Yeah, Tumbe showed me some newspaper clippings from October 1918. By then, the healthcare system had completely broken down. Newspapers were calling for the public to organize self-help.
Mm-hmm. And if not for ourselves, for the people we love and care about, we should do everything we can to limit the spread. Repeated hand washing, social distancing.
Oh yeah, staying away from everyone. It's the year of the introvert. Staying at home is now a superpower. Just sitting in front of the TV can literally save lives.
Yeah, everyone should sit in front of the TV, Netflix and chill.
Jai Corona. But on a serious note, one thing Tumbe said really stayed with me. The economic cost of what's coming.
Oh gosh, is it that terrible?
Well, he has done some math on this and he found that in the last 120 years of India's recorded economic history, 1918 was the worst.
Wow.
Record low GDP and insane levels of inflation. Everything was expensive. The 1918 virus was the worst economic tragedy to hit India, even worse than the World Wars or the Bengal famine.
Wow. It's still early days yet here though. There's already been a hit on aviation and travel. But I guess we can still hope things won't get anywhere close to 1918. Which really is the worst case scenario.
Yeah, we can hope. If we all do the right thing.
If we all do the right thing.
You know, I've come up with just two simple numbers, Sunit, that can tell us in real time whether we are doing the right thing.
I know you're a data nerd, Ajay. So what are these two numbers?
3 and 6. Every person with COVID-19 can infect 3 more people.
Ah.
And if they do, the number of cases double every 6 days. Our challenge is to contain and limit the number of people an infected person can spread the illness to. To bring down the transmission rate far below 3. The cases may still double, but maybe it'll take 60 days, not 6.
Ah.
Our hospitals can then handle this thing far more easily.
So that's what we do then. Stay at home and make sure there's no doubling every 6 days.
Yeah, 3 and 6.
And 1918. It's always good to remember 1918 and what happens when things go totally out of hand. Anyway, that's it from us.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
@SunitAurora
and @AJAxiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to HTSmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at oceocean.com.